Good morning, everybody. Today's talk is on healing. And one of my favorite quotes by Abraham Hicks is, "The standard of life is not the things. It is absolutely the amount of joy that you feel." Mm-hmm. So today's exploration is ultimately on love, but we will share on how to get into the space of unconditional love and how it is done easily and effortlessly. To get to that end, we use the term healing. So what is truly healing? It means so many things: mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. The end result is the same. It's the feeling of love. So let us touch on some of the reasons that we get stuck, be it emotional, mental, or physical. If we were to ask you, out of those three, emotional, mental, or physical, which do you suppose is the hardest to shift? Would we venture to say that it is emotional? So our talk today is going to focus on shifting the emotions to a more peaceful place of ease and flow and see what happens. So I would encourage you to get even more settled in your seat, allowing your mind to become quiet and your body to relax even more. There's nothing to analyze, just be here now. Open your heart and listen to this talk and allow yourself just for the next few minutes to relax. Remembering how good it feels to be embraced by love, true grace. Just sit with me right here, right now. And see how it feels. And so let's begin. So, when most of us think of the term healing, it means to take action and to get to an end result. If I do XYZ, then I should have this result. Take the right medication, eat the right food, perform the correct exercises, say the right affirmations, act a certain way. While all those things are worthy tasks, what is truly missing is the feeling behind it. So many of us waste our time analyzing and letting the mind dictate what we should do, but that only goes so far. What is usually missing is matching what we say we want to how we feel about it. So how many times in your life have you experienced being in the zone where your mind, body, and soul are all lined up and it just flows? Think of a relationship, a person, pet, song, or event that made your heart sing with excitement. You absolutely could not wait to have more of that. Yes, please, more, please, that feels fantastic. So are you beginning to see how we are disconnected and how possibly we have been managing our healing wrong? It starts with the heart first, by asking the question, how do I want to feel about this situation? Most of us are so self-protective and afraid of letting our feelings show that we do not consider the possible positive outcome, or better yet, allow ourselves to trust that even a better outcome is possible. Some of us do not even entertain the possibility of miracles in our lives, let alone the support we need to be open to receive what we say we desire so much. What is it that we truly desire to be healed? I would venture to say it's a feeling. You are after a feeling because we already have mastered the physical and mental healing because we are functioning beings right here, right now. So it's time to explore our feelings about what we say we want. So I did a lot of research on this topic, and of course I found many, many different perceptions on healing. And the thing that I am always drawn to is the concept of holistic healing. The ultimate goal of holistic healing is wholeness. It's respecting your body, allowing healing in our relationships, caring for our environment, and showing love for all humankind and living our life purpose. But it starts with the basics. So you have to take care of your health, which includes your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health. So we usually treat each one separately as though they're not related, but they all are related. And it starts with that intention, that feeling of wanting to have the wholeness of your physical health and your mental health and your spiritual health act as one. But is it really possible to separate your physical health from your mental health, from your spiritual health? No, they're all innately connected. So we need to realize that we can't maintain our physical health in the absence of mental health. So it is only when we view ourselves from a holistic perspective that we realize health is an overall state of being. Whether we are in balance or out of balance, aligned or misaligned, integrated or disintegrated, that's what makes us feel well or unwell. The body, mind, and soul work as a system, with each part contributing equally to the whole person. When in flow, this system facilitates a natural flow of energy throughout the body without blockages and without resistance. When out of flow, this natural flow is interrupted as energy and accumulates and is the stagnation of energy. So what do we need to do? Healing is bringing any imbalance into alignment with its natural state of functioning. Every organ, cell, and fiber of our being has a natural or healthy state of functioning, as do our emotional, mental, and spiritual states. When we are out of balance, we feel like something is out of place. Whether it comes from the form of emotional, physical discomfort, we naturally return to our state of harmony when everything worked as intended. This process of rebalancing is synonymous with healing. So therefore, a holistic approach is considered to be more effective because the change occurs on all levels, and as a result, positive changes are more likely to last long term and improve a person's overall quality of life. When we heal holistically, we address imbalances on all levels rather than one, two, or so. It becomes a lifelong process in achieving overall life balance. The ultimate goal of aligning the body, mind, and soul promises a happier, healthier, and more balanced state of being. So how does holistic healing really work? As we go about our day, so much more is occurring within and around us than we realize. Whether we are conscious of it or not, life situations cause us to respond physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, all at the same time. Whereas conventional Western medicine views the body as being separate, a separate functioning mechanism to the rest of our being, the holistic healing approach sees the body as a reflection of the whole person. So we go from being me and my body, two separate entities, to I am my body. There is no separation. And in order to understand how holistic healings work, we must realize that there are many physical and non-physical factors that contribute to our overall health. So in holistic healing, we talk about four levels: bodies are planes of being, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Our bodies radiate these four levels of being in the form of energy. And these different aspects of ourselves operate interdependently. When one level is affected, one or more other levels are affected. For example, when a change occurs on an emotional level, a reaction occurs on the physical level, and vice versa. This is why in holistic medicine, the state of our emotional body is known to positively or negatively influence our physical health, and the chain reaction becomes prominent. So the goal is to balance each level and balance all levels together. So that's an overview on holistic healing, and now I'm going to talk about how Ernest Holmes talks about healing. In our Science of Mind textbook on page 157 is my favorite part about healing. He talks about understanding faith. We wish a faith based on knowledge that there's nothing to fear. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The thought of faith molds undifferentiated substance and brings into manifestation the thing which was fashioned in the mind. This is how faith brings our desires to pass. When we use our creative imagination in strong faith, it will create for us out of one substance whatever we have formed in thought. In this way, man becomes co-creator with God. There will never be an end to any of the internal varieties like truth, love, and beauty. There will never be an end to God, nor any of the attributes which are co-external and co-existent with God. If we are wise, we shall cultivate a faith in these realities. This is not a difficult task, but a thrilling experience. Spiritual substance is all around us, waiting to be formed. Thus we see what Jesus meant, and when I say to you, ask and it shall be given unto you. The law must work in compliance with our demand. The divine urge within us is God's way of letting us know that we should push forward and take that which is awaiting our demand. If the good were not already ours in the invisible supply, it would be impossible for us to procure it in any manner. He openeth his hand and satisfieth the desire of every living creature. So you would see, Ernest is also talking about how it starts with the desire to feel better, that feeling in tying that in to your emotional, mental, and physical being. So what we understand from Ernest about healing is that it is a mental and not a physical state. We seek to heal men's mentalities, knowing that to the degree in which we are successful, we shall also be healing our bodies. We know that to the degree in which we are able to see a perfect man, he will appear. We feel that man is already perfect, no matter how he appears, and we seek to uncover that perfection which is within every man's life, for this is healing. We realize that mental healing must also be spiritual healing, for the two cannot be divorced. We know that a belief in duality has made man sick, and that the understanding of unity alone will heal him. We seek to realize the unity with God in all our healing work. We seek to realize that unity with God in all our healing work. Every treatment must carry with it the realization of God if it is to be a good treatment. We are not superstitious about this, but understand that it is necessary since all life is one. God stands to us for the one life in which we all live. Thoughts are things. Ernest goes on to say that we know that thoughts are things. We know that thought is intelligent and has power within itself to objectify itself. We know that belief makes thought very powerful. We know that our thought lays hold of causation and manipulates real substance. We know that the word of man is the law of his life. We, under one great law, is all life. We know that thoughts of sickness make man sick. We know that thoughts of health and perfection heal. We know that the realization of the presence of God is the most powerful healing agency known to the mind of man. We do not argue over this issue, nor seek to convince any one of its merits. We have passed the stage of doubt and uncertainty, for we know. We do not argue over the issue, nor seek to convince any one of its merits. We have passed the stage of doubt and uncertainty, for we know. We also know that we can heal to the degree that we can think from a higher motive, that we know we should be constantly on the alert, seeking to embody higher thoughts. Meanwhile, we will use the best thought that we have to, and will expect to heal and help all those who ask our aid. Thought is the conscious activity of the one thinking and works as we direct. It works through law, but that law is consciously set in motion. We know that law will operate for us to the fullest extent of our belief and understanding of it. We realize that since our understanding is not yet complete, it is legitimate to use any and all methods that will help humanity. But we do look forward to the day when truth alone will answer every need. That day will come to the degree that we know it is already here. The mental healer will do all his work in mind. and give his whole time and attention and correct knowing. But he will leave his patient free to use any method that will help him. In this way, he will get the best results, for everything is good so far as it goes, but a consciousness of the truth alone can really and permanently heal. So, again, we're back to the three planes. We have self-knowing in our conscious mind. We have creative ability through our subconscious mind, and we have a body. Man is perfect in the unity with the whole. There is but one mind in the universe, and we choose to use it. Man is the identity in the universe. He is a center of God consciousness. At first, he is ignorant of this and misuses his power, consequently bringing upon himself misfortune and sickness. The use of creative mind is like the use of creative soil. Man never creates. He simply uses creative law. Objective, conscious, and self-knowing mind all have the same meaning. They mean that part of man which knows that it exists. Subjective, subconscious, unconscious soul, and consciousness have the same meaning. They mean inner creative medium. Body, effect, and outward conditions all respond to inner thought. The spirit of man, which is his self-knowingness, is the only part of him which has volition or self-choice. All else is automatic law. Man's conscious thought, acting through law, may change any condition in his experience, provided he can clearly conceive that condition as being changed. There is no limit to the law. There is no limit to the law. The limit is not in the law, but man's ability to embody the truth and constructively use the law. Remember, there is but one mind and one law, which all people use, consciously or unconsciously, constructively or destructively, one spirit, one mind, one law, one substance, but in many forms. There is only one ultimate reality, but within this there are many experiences. Man is within one and draws from it any and all experiences which he believes. As man thinketh, he subjectifies thought and sets in motion through the medium of universal mind. This law works automatically until it is consciously changed. So, those of you who are familiar with Ernest Holmes' work knows that he was very big on affirmations. So I'm going to share a few more affirmations and then talk about the wonderful world of spiritual treatment. So here are some affirmations from Ernest on healing. Come to me and I will heal you. And the inner power of life within me is God, and it can heal anything. I will heal and help all those who come to me. I know the realization of life and love within me heals all who come to its presence. I love the thought that I silently bless all who enter my atmosphere. It is not I, but the Father who dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. I heal all who come near me. There is no pain or inflammation. All fear is swept away in the realization of truth. I am free from every belief in pain. The spirit cannot pain. I am pure spirit and cannot be hurt or harmed. I am free from all pain. Perfection is already accomplished. I do not have to wait for the perfect life. I am perfect life here and now. Today I express limitless life of all good. Today I manifest my completion in every part of me. Today I am saved. Here and now I am healed. My eyes behold the complete and perfect in all creation, in all, over all, through all. I see the perfect. There is nothing else to see, and no suggestion of otherness can enter my thought. I know only the perfect and the complete. I am perfect and whole now. I see the good. And whole, the last one on wholeness is, God does not give himself in part. Nothing of God has ever been withheld from me. I dwell in the wholeness, and I have access to all that may illumine my mind, maintain my body, and rightly govern my affairs. My spirit is the spirit of God in me, which gives me the power that brings my thought into form. I now let my thought be the wholeness of God and confidently accept its manifestation with thanksgiving. So this leads us to spiritual mind treatment. And those of you who aren't familiar with Ernest Holmes' work, spiritual mind treatment is a treatment to get our mind and energies focused on the spiritual truth and divine purpose instead of limiting concepts and belief. Employing the power of words, conviction, and intention and emotion, we literally can change our health and create our lives. In fact, we are doing this all the time, but most of the time we're not conscious of the thoughts that run through us. Spiritual mind treatment is more than positive thinking. It is an affirmative prayer. It is truly a consciousness generating, focusing, and directing life force energy via the mind, emotions, and eventually action. Spirit mind treatment is not saying the perfect words in the perfect order, which would be more like casting a spell. The intellectual or linguistic exercise of prayer without the sincere contemplation of faith to generate emotional energy of gratitude, enthusiasm, and eventually peace. So the five steps of spiritual mind treatment are recognition, unification, realization, gratitude, and release. So recognition, centering yourself and allowing yourself to contemplate the one power, the one presence, the infinite source of knowledge that binds us all, that connects us all, and that we are truly made of. Then unification is to contemplate and remember that there is one universe, one song, then I must be part of that. There is no separation. This life force, light consciousness, energy pervades all, and it is me. I am the love, I am the peace, and I have access to this omniscience, omnipresence, and the universe. As you become convinced sincerely, no matter how long it takes, then you go to the third step, which is realization. Direct this awareness to the current situation where there appears to be lack, loss, or limitation, gratitude, or celebration. And sometimes the surrender in faith looks like a cry and pray mode. It's okay. The cry and pray mode is the most effective. One is at a complete loss or how to fix things in the physical world and ends up perhaps on their knees, wailing away, asking God for help. This is where faith steps in. Faith, even just as a tiny mustard seed, can move mountains. Remember the mustard seed. It contains within it all the potential of the large mustard tree. So then you go to step four, which is gratitude. When you feel that complete sense of gratitude and that you absolutely cannot lose, your heart is full and the energy has been transformed. You're celebrating life just as it is. You have let go and let God, as the saying goes. Gratitude is the highest form of prayer. And step five is release. Simply rest in knowing that it is done. You align with the prayer intention and take into action anything that you are guided. You are the divine. Your contemplation, your prayer, and spoken word is divine truth. So there's nothing more to say or do. There's no energetic or of worry. Sometimes we naturally feel so full with our spiritual awareness that we just have to say, and so it is. So a treatment for wellness is, it would go something like this. As I recognize God, infinite spirit, I activate within my consciousness the presence of the presence, the power of the infinite and the infinite intelligence available to me, right where I am. As I'm consciously aware of this truth, I know and accept that presence indwells in me, for it is one with my mind, in my mind now. In this realization, I become aware that I can speak my word into this mind and announce the wholeness exists in all things that concern me, my finances, my health, my relationships, and my work. My good is not measured to me as a reward or withheld from me as a punishment. I can take that which is mine by right of consciousness, for it has been prepared for me, and I prepare my mind to accept it. Nothing or no one can hinder my prosperity, my success, my excellent health. I embrace loving and supportive relationships as I love and support all those in my experience. As I take this truth deeper within my consciousness, within my heart, my mind, my soul, are filled with gratitude and great appreciation for life, truth, and God. As I dwell in the place of Most High, feeling the tender sweetness of the silence within my mind, I release these words into the law, knowing that infinite responds to me spontaneously, and so it is. So how are we doing on time here? Okay, so I have struggled with this concept of thoughts manifest. You know, I've read it in many books. Ernest, wrote, I think, one of the Bibles on the thoughts manifest. But for me to accept that thoughts manifest is an ongoing lesson in acceptance. For me to sit down and admit that my feelings translate into the physical result sounded a bit crazy when I first learned this concept. But have been studying this subject a lot, and I have two books that I love here, The Secret Language of Your Body by Ina Siegel and Heal Your Body by Louise Hayes. And there are suggestions from Secret Language of Your Body on health that I really enjoy. And there's 10 listed here. So the first one is to commit to making your health a priority. This means believing that you are a valuable being who deserves brilliant health and well-being. True healing means to listen to the messages of your body gives you and make the changes, which creates ease and flow rather than dis-ease and stuckness in your body. Step number two, feel your emotions instead of keeping them buried. Many people spend much of their life thinking rather than feeling because they find the experience of feeling uncomfortable. When unwelcome feelings come up, they try to shut them down by being distracted, watching television, eating junk food, talking, texting, etc. However, your feelings hold the key to your well-being. They tell you what is honoring you and what is not. If your life is flowing the way it is meant to, and if you are moving in the wrong direction, so listen to your body. Number three, breathe consciously. It is good to feel your body, tune into your intuition, and relax the mind and purify the blood. Number four, eat healthfully and consciously. Eat foods that feel good to you to eat and make you feel good. Number five, move your body wherever, however it feels good to you. Regular exercise can help you feel better about yourself, to enjoy your body, to have more energy, and to detoxify and to heal. Number six, listen to your body. Recognize when you need rest, play, have fun, and work. Number seven, be creative. Creativity allows you to relax, have fun, and explore. It gives you opportunities to learn, expand, and discover your talents. Creative people are more inspired, imaginative, and resourceful. Fun and creativity prolong your life, so find activities you enjoy. Number eight, add more color to your life. Colors can change how you feel. Wear and surround yourself with colors that feel good to you. Number nine, make gratitude your attitude. Focus on all the great things you have in your life instead of thinking about what you don't have. Complaining about your lack and limitation, don't do it. Remember, what you focus on grows. If you choose to focus on what you are happy about, it will multiply. Number 10, make laughter a priority. For a long time, people believed they needed a reason to laugh. Looking at life from a humorous angle allows you to let go of stress and heal faster. So, for those of you who would be interested in this book, she gives examples of organs and like, I just opened the book to head. It will tell you about emotions and then gives you a energetic healing exercise. You know, it's kind of like a guided meditation. And then those of you not familiar with Louise Hayes, you know, she has a problem listed like, I just opened to gallstones, and the probable cause is bitterness, hard thoughts, pride, and then your affirmation would be, there is joyous release of the past life is sweet and so am I. So these are just to refocus you as tools to get you centered to experience your own self-healing. And so there's just two more things I wanted to mention. Jeff Foster is another author I like, and he had this posted about healing. We have been taught to think of healing as the removal of symptoms, the calming of disruption, the numbing of chaos, and return to normal. But sometimes we no longer have any interest in returning to the normal. Normal was the prison, not the solution. Sometimes powerful energies just need to rage in us. Sometimes our hearts need to break wide open to make room for more love. Sometimes dreams need to die, plans need to crumble, confusion and doubts need to burn, and the status quo needs to fall apart. Sometimes all our precious ideas about life, spirituality, and even enlightenment need to shatter. Sometimes we need to let go of our time-bound longing to heal. When we turn towards the present moment, however powerfully the storm rages in us, with a spirit of curiosity, gentleness, and honesty, we may discover the unexpected gifts. When we get out of our own way, we stop trying to fix ourselves and get fixed by others. That is when true healing can truly begin, the rediscovery of wholeness, exactly where we stand. So I would like to end on another quick note. Everything is the gift of this unbreakable path you call life. The laughter, the tears, the times of great sorrow, the experience of profound loss, the pain and the confusion, the times you believe you'll never make it, and the overwhelming heartbreak of love. Even when you forget that sometimes, or cannot see the sometimes, or lose faith, everything actually is opening up for the good. Just like our friend Connie always says, when there's something appearing to go wrong, it is actually going right. So life can be trusted absolutely, even when trust seems a million light years away, and life cannot go wrong, for all is life, and life is all. Understand this, know in your heart, and spirituality is profoundly simple as breathing, as natural as gazing upon the stars into silent wonder. The universe is more beautiful than you can ever imagine. And I found a beautiful treatment online from Reverend Bates, who I would like to end with. Love is what I am. I recognize I am created in the image and likeness of God. All that I am is God. All that God is love. So I am knowing with persistent conviction that love is what I am. It is love that indwells in me. It is love that thrills me, love that strengthens me, love that goes out from me and is reflecting back to me. I am in love with this thing called life, and it is in love with me. I do not hesitate, nor do I fear to express my loving nature in all that I do. Love creates through me wonderful and exciting new experiences in order that I may fully and completely express the love that I am. In this moment, love prospers and blesses all those who connect this powerful energy of love flowing from me. Love knows no nationality, no race, no gender, as it embraces everyone and everything with its powerful healing energy. I am radiant with love's desire to realize my oneness with all life, and I celebrate this realization with gratitude, joy, and praise, now and forever. And so it is.
So it is. So. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.